Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Actually, Lynette has the week off again. Mark Holland filling in for Lynette Morgan and taking your calls right now at 800-465-8770. We have also Dr. Mixon off in Houston learning more information for us all. And in his place is Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho. And your specialty is pain management. You even had a show, I found out. Your own show about pain management issues at one time.
See, the things you find out when you come here, Mark, you'll have to come more often.
I'll have to come more often.
We still have, well, and those shows still exist in the ether sphere.
Do you have those on your website, danielnelsonmd.com? Do you have old shows on there?
Yes, so they're all posted as podcasts, so if anybody wants to go listen to. And it was very similar format to this call-in, and I love doing it with my co-host, Jerry Berg, who's no longer with us. They're all on my web. All those podcasts are on my website.
Pain management, a huge issue for people.
And interventional pain management, which is, we're not a pill factory. We don't prescribe. We try to get people off pain medication and to treat the cause of the pain, and it's not covered up. I find painting over the dry rot to be an abhorrent way to do medicine. And that's why my connection with Longevity Medical Clinic is because we're both kind of working from the same goals, but my focus obviously is different. But chronic pain is related to chronic inflammation. Mm-hmm. And so I have these discussions with my patients about, well, you know, I can do this and this, but really, have you ever considered an anti-inflammatory diet? And if I get the deer in the headlights look, it's like, okay, we got a lot of work to do. And I honestly don't have time in the day to go over all these issues. And I said, you know, you really ought to go to get a free health analysis at Longevity Medical Clinic and start that rolling, because we just don't have the bandwidth. I can talk about it and address it, but I'm happy to just kind of send those patients over to Dr. Mix and Dr. Umat and Longevity.
They do have the bandwidth, and you were mentioning some specials coming up.
We do, and we've actually keep expanding that bandwidth. You know, there's just so much to talk about. In fact, for the first time in all these years that I've been here, I was thinking the other day that I'm asking our doctors to do a lot in a one-hour visit. I never thought I would say that because, you know, as a physiatrist, we used to get 40 minutes, and I always was able to finish in 40 minutes. Here we came up and we thought 1 hour, and sometimes the 1 hour was not enough. A lot of times it was, and now I'm finding most of the time the 1 hour is not enough. Right. Because if you want to delve into the functional medicine approach, the fineness of how we can help them change things, then they have to understand why we want to say what we do before they'll do it. You know, we get into the habit of doing things a certain way, and to change that for a better outcome, we really have to work hard at making sure the patients understand why. Once they get the why, and once they start feeling better, then it's much easier. Right. But then there's so much else to talk about that visit gets eaten up with so much stuff very quickly. But Mark, thank you. I wanted to say that November, we're shooting towards November now, is going to be Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And where a lot of times we talk about prevention, prevention and how to be better before something bad happens, one of the best things you can do for yourself is early detection for cancer. However, there really aren't many tools to help you do that. Yes, we all do our screenings. We do mammograms. We do PSAs for men. We do colonoscopies for everybody. But there aren't really that many other interventional screening tools unless there is a risk factor, and then we go looking. But Galleri was one of the tests that came up with one blood test where with one sample of serum drawn, they can look for 50 different cancers. They are the only company that can do that currently. We jumped on that very, very early. We've been very successful. We've had a couple of positive cases, but by far and away, most people were negative. Thank goodness for that. But most people got a lot of relief from getting that diagnosis. And if you can allay anxiety for a lot of people, then that's amazing. But the point is that pancreatic cancer is very difficult to diagnose until it is very late. What the Galleri test does is it allows you to make that diagnosis early. In Galleri, they're looking for DNA changes and protein changes in your blood. And then they kind of guide you to where there might be a problem in the body. They're not the best for breast cancer or prostate cancer, although they will give you some idea. They are very good for GI cancers and very good for pancreatic cancers. And if you can get a diagnosis made potentially 1 year before in traditional medicine pathway, then you are now saving time. 1 year before any other way is a huge time frame. And that can help you not only get to treatment faster, but also the outcome will be better. And so I am a strong proponent of the Galleri test, but particularly for pancreatic cancer. And therefore, and they've actually recently published all of this data too, and there's been a big buzz about it. So many other facilities are looking into this test. I know I heard that UW wants to create something similar, but there isn't anything else out there. Now, Galleri is not covered by insurance. There is a cost to taking this test. In our clinic, we charge $1,250, but we will be reducing this cost for the special promotion for the month of November for Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month to $1,100. So every patient who is new to us who wants to do a health analysis visit can do the Galleri test for $1,100. We will run the special promotion on November 4th in Lynnwood. That'll be the first Saturday in November, and on November 18th, both in Tacoma and Kirkland. So all three clinics will offer this promotion in the month of November. You do have to call. You do have to book your appointment. And I urge you to please do that sooner rather than later, simply because we have to plan logistics. These are Saturdays. We are testing on a non-working day, so we do have to make sure we have enough team members available. So for logistical reasons, please call early and book your appointments. We will run this test on November 4th in our Lynnwood clinic, so please call to book that appointment. And on November 18th, both in Kirkland and in Tacoma, to take advantage of a promotion during Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month for the Galleri test, the price comes down, and then you can do the regular longevity panel for the regular price. At the same time, you'll come back, you'll have an hour visit with the doctor. Well, they'll go over everything that they find for you. So,
okay, let's book those appointments now then at 866-86-YOUNG. That's 1-866-86-9684. You can also book your appointment online at lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com, Kirkland, Tacoma, and Lynnwood locations, and this special testing coming up in November. Several people on the line right now want to talk. Let's go to Marie first. Or is it Marley? Maybe Marley Joe in North Bend. She has a question about the side effects of an epidural. Hopefully you're still there in North Bend. What's your question specifically for the doctors today?
Yes, I'm still here. I had an epidural. I saw Dr. Nelson a week ago, Friday, and I had an epidural on my back. And it's working insofar as I can sleep at night now. I couldn't before. But there's a side effect of spasms in my right leg.
Okay. Marley Jo, did you have that? I can't remember your particular situation, but was that any of that going on prior to the epidural injection?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
And I did talk to Sarah last Saturday, and she said that it wasn't unheard of, and it would probably go away.
Yeah.
It has gone away a lot, but it's still happened yesterday. It just starts spasming,
Yeah, so Sarah's absolutely right. Sometimes we can see these spasms after any injection, but an epidural injection. So epidural injection is typically for back pain when people have back pain or what we call radicular pain, pain going down the leg, also known as sciatica. So a pretty common thing that we do. But, sometimes we see the spasms, and they are... they're kind of just this annoying side effect. They're always self-limited. What are you taking are you taking any pain medication right now?
No, I'm not.
You know, one thing I might suggest that maybe take some magnesium supplements right now if you haven't.
Took the words out of my mouth, Dr. Nelson.
I love it. I took the words right out of Dr. Umatz. No, but I would really recommend if you can get a hold of some magnesium supplements available just about anywhere, I would really recommend that you start taking those right now.
I have a multivitamin that has some magnesium in it.
Probably not enough.
Yeah. It's usually not enough. I find that a muscle spasm and muscle contraction a lot of times is relieved with magnesium. But in your case, you know, I have another thought, and that's a magnesium oil.
Might
actually want to pick up a magnesium oil and rub it on the muscle where you are experiencing the spasm. And that might help too. But definitely oral magnesium. And you want to look for a strength of about 200 milligrams, 150 to 200 milligrams, no less than that. Sometimes you might need more than 200, so you can go up to 2 if you need, but I wouldn't go any higher than that. It can cause diarrhea if it's too high. Stay with the 200 milligrams, and it'll help ease the spasms.
Okay.
And Marley Jo, give us an update, okay? Can you call us on Monday?
I have a call in to come in for a follow up with Sarah, but I haven't heard back yet of when we can do that. But
I'll make sure Sarah gets a heads up on that. But I want to hear how things are going.
Okay, I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
I was using Icy Hot with lidocaine.
Right.
And it feels like my skin it's real touchy where I was using that, so I quit using it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I got some patches to put on, and I read the label, and it said not to use if you're over a certain age. Well, I am over a certain age. I didn't use those. Can the lidocaine liquid do the same thing?
It can. Now, the problem is a lot of those topical lidocaines, the strength is pretty not great. You almost have to bathe in it. I'm talking about the over-the-counter lidocaine. Now, there is prescription lidocaine patches. The original one was called Lidoderm, which is a 5% topical preparation.
I have those, and they didn't seem to help.
So, you know, all these topical things, unfortunately, you kind of have to, I tell patients, you kind of have to be your own lab rat and try different things.
Oh, gosh.
You know? I have patients that swear by CBD, topical CBD oils.
Oh, yeah.
And those can be helpful. You know, Salon Posh, believe it or not, some people swear, but that's over the counter. Salon Posh, I think it has menthol in it or something like that.
Yeah.
But,
you
know, this is one area you just got to play around and find what works for you, because what works for you isn't going to work for the next person. It's just, and that's about the best I can do with that. Is just kind of try different things until you come. But I'd love topicals, and we work with Paramount Pharmacy.
Oh, nice! I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, Paramount Pharmacy does a wonderful job of doing compounded. Now those are all prescriptions,
correct?
And if that's an issue, and Sarah is wonderful. Sarah, my PA, she's as knowledgeable, or maybe more knowledgeable about me, about these compounded topicals that we use for a lot of chronic pain situations.
Actually, Brandon, the pharmacist himself, is very knowledgeable.
Brandon's
too
great.
And I have often tapped him, and I'd go, you know, this is the situation,
yep.
And he'll go, okay, well, I think you might want to try this combination.
Brandon's a great resource, and these guys, I love these guys, because they just, you know, I just like, okay, what should we use? Because you kind of, it's a little bit of a alchemy, right? You're kind of adding in things
you're right.
You think will work together, but really, you know, you're kind of eyeballing it, because it's not like you're getting you look up in the pharmacy manual and you're like, this is what you... There's a little bit of creativity that goes into it.
And I think it's good that there is some creativity, because you can change for the needs of the patient. Some people have more muscle spasm, which is causing more inflammation, and therefore the pain. And for others, you really want to focus on the pain more and maybe give them a little bit of muscle relaxant. So we can change the combination of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, the pain medication, the muscle relaxant in the medication to suit a patient's needs. And once I find out what the patient likes, then I stick with that formula.
Yep.
What works the best
works.
For the patient.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that help, Marley Jo?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. Need to take a quick break, and that opens up a line for you listening today. A question for the doctors.
The doctors.
At 800-465-8770. Back with more Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics, in just a few moments. Back to more Leading Edge Medicine. We have Dr. Dan Nelson in for Dr. Mixon today, as well as Dr. Umat. She's almost always here, it seems like. Mark Holland filling in for Lynette this week, taking your calls at 800-465-8770. And we have Jim, who's been on the phone for a while waiting. Jim in Faircrest, a question about diabetes and high blood pressure. What's your specific question, Jim?
Yeah, I have an appointment coming up with my primary care doctor at the middle of next month.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to help in writing down, getting some questions that I can ask. And then I have an endocrinologist who has been doing my blood test. Insurance payment and stuff, I think, is limited tests that the endocrinologist can do.
Sure.
And I think the primary care doctor can request for more tests.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to have an idea about what kind of tests that you think that my primary care doctor can ask for that will help me. I have been diagnosed with diabetes and high blood pressure for a very long time.
Okay.
My last A1C test at the beginning of the year was 7.5. And then in July, I had another one. It was 7.1.
Okay.
And my blood pressure right now is about 126, over 74, heart rate 46, weight 172, height 5'10". And I'm taking a lot of high blood medications like amlodipine, atorvastatin, gabapentin, glipizide, azithromycin, lisinopril, hydrochloride.
Oh, my gosh.
Metformin.
Wow. Oh, my
like
goodness
me.
You're on a large cocktail.
I'm not kidding. That's what I'm spending my life doing. That's the communications.
No kidding.
And, so I would like some help in what kind of tests I need to do. By the way, I just had last week, I had a visit with my eye doctor.
Yes.
And then it said that they are recommending me for some, they discovered some cataract.
Okay.
And but, you know, the code, you know, the reason, the diagnosis, they had a code for type 2 diabetes mellitus with diabetic cataract.
Right.
And the guy did not circle that one. Instead, he said that it was cortical age-related cataract.
Okay.
So I don't know whether to declare that a victory or what. I mean, if the diabetes is not causing the cataract and it's just age-related, so I want to get some I can ask for.
You highlight for me what I think is wrong with medicine today, and that is that everything is driven by insurance. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that is the reality we live in. As sad as that is, I'm glad you mentioned ophthalmology, because I was going to say you do need to get your eyes checked. But it's not just about your eyes. You need to have your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, everything, your peripheral nerves. So a good primary care provider who will do a full physical exam to look at every aspect. And then the basic tests that they will do are a CBC, a CMP, which are very critical and easy to do, a hemoglobin A1C. We look at fasting insulin. A lot of people don't.
Okay. Please slow down. I'm trying to get it out.
Sorry. You want to do a CBC?
CBC?
Okay. Yes, complete blood count. You want to do a complete metabolic panel. Look at inflammation markers. C-reactive protein is important. Homocysteine is a vascular inflammation marker. We also look for nutritional deficiencies. You're on statin medications that will deplete you of a lot of nutrients, especially CoQ10. We do special tests for that. But basic levels of vitamin D is important to know where you're at.
And can I ask the primary doctor to do this test when I go for the blood work? Probably.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you can. Whether they do it or not, I don't know, but you can absolutely ask for that. And then one thing which I started the show with today, and you are the highlight, so thank you so much for calling in, is testosterone replacement. So you should ask them to measure your testosterone levels, because you can direct them to the publications on Medscape about testosterone replacement benefiting men with type 2 diabetes.
I asked my endocrinologist, the other doctor, you know, he said something about some months ago about cadaveral or something like that.
Yes.
And I asked my endocrinologist about that, and he said, no, I can't do that. That is for whatever it is, you know.
I think you need a different endocrinologist personally. I mean, tadalafil is a vasodilator. Everybody knows that. It was originally formulated for heart disease, but then found to be more beneficial in erectile dysfunction use. But a PDE5 inhibitor not only helps with ED, it helps with vasodilatation. It might even help lower your blood pressure, sir.
Yeah. You will not believe it. The guy, the medical doctor who came up with that thing, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Was my mate in high school.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah, what are the chances of that?
He went to London. Yeah,
really?
He went to London. And so he was the one who came up with the whole thing, the whole enchilada. I went to school with him.
Oh, you did. How cool is that? You know, it's a small world.
Anyway, so then I can ask for the testosterone test, or what is it? What's the name
of
the test?
Yes, testosterone levels. You should ask them to measure your testosterone levels. Absolutely.
Okay.
It'll help you build muscle. It'll help you become stronger. It'll help your self-confidence. It'll help reduce your risk for cardiovascular disease. It'll help your bones.
The other doctor says that the government, the insurance people, they don't want us to be happy. So what you're telling me right now?
You can tell them that there's a new study that's just published that says testosterone replacement in diabetic men can be very helpful in reducing risk for chronic disease.
Okay, all right.
Okay, because you have diabetes, wonderful. You have high blood pressure, so you're at risk for a lot of different things. And you know,
I just had a heart problem, and they put a stent in, and I've had a whole lot of medical issues, you know, so I need
Right, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you do need a comprehensive approach. I think a good primary care provider can help you sort a lot of these things out. It is a good idea to have an endocrinologist. Traditionally, they're very conservative. But if your endocrinologist doesn't agree with you using a PDE5 inhibitor, I'd say maybe I'll go find somebody else.
Okay, all right.
Okay, okay, so Jim, does that sound like a game plan?
Yeah, and then I have one quick question for Dr. Nelson, please. I take gabapentin, right? And
yes.
A friend who helps me told me that gabapentin makes her lethargic, you know, she can't function and all that, right?
Yes.
And so then I want to ask you, is that true?
Yeah, the gabapentin can cause lethargy and sleepiness. It can cause some memory issues. But at higher doses
I've been
now.
I've been taking that the last year.
Yeah, but see, you've been taking it for a year.
Yeah.
But maybe you're tolerating it okay.
For 3 years.
Yeah. So, and it's fine in most people. These are not side effects on everybody, but I always question my patients, especially my older patients. Look, this could make you a little dizzy, a little lethargic, memory issues. So I usually start a very low dose at nighttime because it helps them sleep, especially if they're having chronic pain. Like 50 or 100 milligrams at night can be wonderful. So
that's a very low dose.
Very low dose. But then, you know, we might titrate it up.
Well,
and
also, as we get older, we metabolize drugs a little differently.
Absolutely.
So that may be actually a whopping dose for them. But just because they're older, it's a good low dose.
But as you know, in our older population, one of the biggest risks is the fall risk. And the last thing I want to do is contribute for them getting up in the middle of the night and because they're a little dizzy from the gabapentin that they fall and they break their hip, which, you know, carries significant morbidity and mortality. So, you know, that's just something we prescribe.
400 milligrams twice a day.
How much?
400.
400 milligrams, one in the morning, three times.
Right. What do you?
Okay. I'm taking it three times a day. 400 milligrams three times a day.
Yeah. So you're taking it. What are you taking the gabapentin for?
Okay. I had problems. I was having pains under my foot.
Peripheral neuropathy.
Yeah. So probably neuropathy. You probably have a neuropathy situation.
From the diabetes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not an unreasonable dose. So, you know, that's not something that, you know, and most of my patients, I wouldn't start that, but you've been taking it a while. I mean, it sounds like you're probably tolerating it okay. And it's always a risk versus benefit, right? So if it's helping enough, you know, usually we put up with a small risk of side effects.
I worry about polypharmacy. Like, clearly, you're on many, many medications.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact is that any one of those medications could be causing a side effect. So now you're going to get medications for the side effects of the medications. And my biggest fear is that the medications deplete you of nutrients. And so you really have to go to somebody who look at a good nutritional health for you or do a nutritional analysis and give you the right supplements to be taken with some of those medications. Okay?
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Great.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for your call, Jim.
And good luck, Jim.
Thank you for your help.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that opens up a line for you. If you're listening today, you've got a question for Dr. Nelson or Dr. Umatch, you can call right now with that question at 800-465-8770. 800-465-8770. We'll get to calls from, looks like, Sharon in Port Orchard, Jean in Bellevue, and Alicia in Renton right after this quick break. Come back for more of Leading Edge Medicine in just a few moments.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place.
Who's the singer?
Eagles. Hotel California.
Yeah.
We don't want to spend too much time at the Hotel California. Welcome back to Leading Edge Medicine. Mark in for Lynette today, and
Dr. Nelson in for Dr. Mixon. Is that correct? Is that how you'd say it? You're in for Dr. Mixon today? Or
well,
you kind of come in
he's
once
a guest.
I'm a guest.
I'm not sure. Dr. Mixon is out and he's a guest.
I'm not sure I could ever fill Dr. Mixon's shoes entirely, so that's kind of a big ask, but I'm happy to be here as a guest.
Yeah,
well, we have a question about arthritis, perhaps, and that is kind of one of your areas of expertise, mm-hmm. I would assume. Let's go to Sharon next in Port Orchard. What is your question specifically, Sharon?
Hello, Sharon.
Hi there. I have osteoarthritis in both of my index fingers.
Okay.
And recently, mm-hmm. I feel it starting up in both of my little fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been told that stem cell therapy is not successful in fingertips, but I wanted to hear what Dr. Nelson says.
Who told you that? Where did you get that information?
From a clinic in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Well, I would tell you that they're probably wrong and that we've had a fair amount of success treating arthritis in the hands and fingers and in the ankle and feet.
Good.
And that's, you know, none of the stem cell stuff is a slam dunk, but we started doing that probably 5 or 6 years ago. Because bad arthritis is very, you know, it's hard. If your hands, you have painful arthritis, it's very challenging.
Oh, for sure. You know, and OA, osteoarthritis, is degenerative joint and disease.
Right.
It's very common. Everybody gets it as
garden variety arthritis.
Yeah.
If you live long enough, you're going to get it.
So it's not one of the dangerous kind.
Right.
Nonetheless, it compromises function.
Right.
And if the hand is affected, now the hand is involved in a lot of activities of daily living, you know, buttoning up your shirt, zipping it. Writing, opening jars, cans, and stuff. So hand function is very critical. Mm-hmm. Dr. Nelson, she asked about stem cell. What about PRP for the hands?
PRP is also an option. So PRP is platelet-rich plasma. So platelets are in your blood. You've probably heard of that, platelets, Sharon, but they are involved in blood clotting. But they do a number of things, including having 9 different growth factors that are embedded in the platelet. And those growth factors are important in wound healing, but we can take advantage of that and separate out the platelet fraction from your blood and use that to inject into things for like ligaments and tendons, but also for arthritis. It can be very helpful. And I've been doing PRP injections for, oh gosh, at least 15, 20 years. Now, stem cell became more available to a clinic like ours, you know, 10 plus years ago. So, and that's for arthritis, especially large joints, the stem cell is definitely superior to PRP, but PRP is also quite helpful. So either one of those, it kind of depends on the case. So,
okay, I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the source? Is the patient going to donate their own stem cells? Are you using
Absolutely.
The patient's iliac crest?
Yes.
That's where you're getting it? Okay.
So two main sources of stem cells, autologous mesenchymal stem cells from the body, come from the bone marrow, which is primarily what we've been using, and but also adipose. So adipose is also a great storehouse for stem cells.
Interesting.
And I've done both in the past. I've always been a little reluctant to use adipose. It requires a little mini liposuction procedure, which I've done.
Right.
But what concerned me is you typically have to add an enzyme called collagenase.
Okay.
And the FDA may frown on the fact that you're adding something.
For sure. Okay. Understood.
The FDA says, if I take something out of your body and add something to it, now it becomes a pharmaceutical.
Right.
Or a
different product.
Different product.
A new product.
So
right.
I don't necessarily follow the logic of that, but, you know, I don't think the FDA is necessarily a slave to logic in a lot of situations. So, but now we have a new system called the Human Med Eco, I forget what, but it doesn't require the collagenase.
Okay.
Very simple, elegant machine to harvest the adipose or fat.
Really?
So
you can do a liposuction at the same time.
Yes.
Liposuction, and then you can inject those fat cells right into the joint that needs it.
That's correct.
Oh, wow. Two for one. I might like that.
Yeah. We've had a lot of patients, like, when we talk about liposuction, their eyes kind of light up. Like, you mean I could, there's the win-win here.
Lose that fat. Yeah. I might like that one.
So, The bottom line, Sharon, is that arthritis, even in the fingers, we've had a fairly remarkable success treating that with both PRP and stem cell injection therapy.
Is the patient going to get just pain relief, or do you actually notice a change?
Functionality.
What I meant is x-rays. Do you notice that the rate of erosion and joint cartilage destruction changes?
And it's a great question, because what we want to find out is, you know, a lot of patients ask, well, will I get new cartilage? Mm. And now there are studies and MRI volumetric studies that show that people, in fact, do generate new cartilage in their knees, for example. You're not going to get the cartilage you had when you were a teenager, but so there is scientific evidence to support that. And we've actually seen that just, you know, anecdotally in patients where the joint space in the knee, for example, appears to actually increased when we did a follow-up x-ray like a year or two later. Now, it's subtle, and you have to be, you know, you got to be careful how you interpret that.
You will it to be there.
You will, yeah. And, you have to be very careful with the x-rays and make sure you're using the same technique.
Right.
Because a little bit of difference in the x-ray can
Absolutely. Totally
change that impression. But I don't really, you know, I don't focus on that so much. I tell patients, look, if your pain goes away and your joint works better,
yeah.
Do you really care what the x-ray looks like? I mean,
sure.
It really comes down to that, right?
So, and we know that, you know, when we look at an x-ray, we really cannot predict what the patient is experiencing, because the patient may have a horrible x-ray and they may be completely asymptomatic, and then they maybe have a beautiful x-ray and they may be in severe agonizing pain.
Exactly.
We've all seen those.
And what I tell patients on a regular basis, at least once or twice a week, is we don't treat x-rays and MRIs.
Yes.
We treat patients.
Now,
we need x-rays and MRIs to do that treatment, but it's very important to treat the patient and not the x-rays.
Right.
Is that helpful, Sharon?
Yes, it really is. That's good news to me.
And some more information about Dr. Nelson's services, you can go to his website, DanielNelsonMD.com, DanielNelsonMD.com. And his phone number for Pro Ortho is 425-823-4000.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Sharon, thanks for your call. And let's go next to...
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon. Let's go next to Jean in Bellevue. And Jean has a question about knee replacement. What's your specific question, Jean?
Hi, I have osteoarthritis in my right knee. And when I went to the orthopedic surgeon, his statement was that stem cell wouldn't work because it was so severe. Because it was in three parts of the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I would have to see the x-ray myself.
Dan. Well, yeah, and as we just said, look at the patient.
Right, yeah. Now, I have patients, I will tell you, I have patients on numerous occasions where they were told the only option was a knee replacement. I myself looked at the x-ray and said, you know what, that's really... Yeah, I don't think I need a knee replacement. Now, I don't do that surgery, okay? So, and but I'm kind of, you know, I'm by nature anti-surgery. There is something called referral bias that's known in medicine. I see all the bad stuff that happens after surgery, so I have a built-in bias, and this is a known thing in the medical world. I try to keep patients from having surgery. And we have, so I'm in an orthopedic clinic with 15 doctors, most of them orthopedic doctors. And I tell my patients, my job is to keep you away from those guys upstairs. Even though they're all excellent doctors, they're friends of mine, they do excellent work. But if I can save people from having a surgery,
or even delay the surgery,
absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, your doctor may be right, but, you know, I think it would have to be, you know, and there are people where I've seen the x-ray and I said, you know, I don't think stem cells are a great idea. It might be a waste of time and money for you. And probably the only thing is a joint replacement.
Sure.
So
there's a time and a place for everything, right?
Yep, absolutely. Does that help, Jean?
Yes, I was wondering about coming in and seeing you.
I think you should. I was just going to say, I think it's totally appropriate to get a second opinion. And I tell that to all my patients that, you know, if it's surgery, especially something like back or spine surgery, I'd get at least two opinions, maybe three opinions. But a knee replacement is not necessarily, you know, that's not a benign thing.
Yes.
20% of knee replacements
right.
across the country, around the world, have issues afterwards, either chronic pain or not feeling right or some... So that's just a fact. 1 out of 5. That's out of the orthopedic literature. It's probably higher than that. It's probably more like 30%. But that's just a fact, you know. And that's, I mean, it's great if you're the 70% group, and that's wonderful. But there's still the fact that, you know, I see a lot of unhappy patients. They come to me because the doctor told
me. I mean, of course, you know, there's a lot involved here, right? What is the quality of life? How much pain is the patient experiencing? Is it limiting in their function? And then what do the x-rays show? And
right.
So you put that all together.
Absolutely.
When
yeah.
you are making a recommendation. It's not just, okay, the three compartments are narrowed, so now let's go to total knee replacement.
Right. Yeah. No, we take in the whole, all the information, including the imaging and you know, try to make a reasonable recommendation, you know.
So, yeah.
But I think, you know, Gene, I think you ought to come in and have us take a look. Your doctor might be right. But,
I'll make an appointment on Monday.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And that contact information, Gene, do you have that contact information for Dr. Nelson?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I'll mention it for others who are listening, DanielNelsonMD.com. Also, you can call the clinic at 425-823-4000. We've got Alicia in Renton going to be talking to her in a moment. Might be able to get in one more call, 800-465-8770. Need to take a quick break. Back with more of Leading Edge Medicine, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. We'll return in just a few moments with the doctors and your questions. Twist and Shout. Go to a harvest festival this time of year. Leading
yes.
Edge Medicine is the show, brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics. Dr. Nelson in for Dr. Mixon today, along with Dr. Umat.
Well, we should have had that beat at the beginning of the show. It was so dark coming
yeah,
into
I
work
know.
Today.
When is fall back? You think fall back, what happens the weekend of first weekend of November?
I think it does.
Remember.
I can't remember.
But you don't want to change
well,
the clock.
I thought we were going to get... No, it's so confusing.
Yeah.
You know, what... Anyway, I find that if we just stay with where we are, it's dark. Yes, we know it's dark. It's going because then you pay for it at the other end. When you get home, it's dead.
Yes, yes.
And so what, you know, anyway.
Anyway. Well,
anyway.
Hey, let's get to Alicia in Renton. She has a question for the doctors about deteriorating muscles. What's the question specifically, Alicia?
Well, this thing happened within, I'd say, a month. Then I noticed my muscles are shrinking. I'm shrinking. My arms look really thin now. I'm a really small bone to begin with.
Okay.
And so I can almost put my hand around my ankles now. That's how much I've shrunk.
Wow. You think it happened in the last month, or you didn't notice and you've just noticed how quickly or how much it's shrunk?
Well, it hasn't been more than 2 months, I think. Yeah, all of a sudden I noticed, you know, I'm going to be 80 next month, okay?
Granted okay.
That. But I do have the wrinkled arms, you know, when you raise your arm, you have little wrinkles in the skin.
Yes.
I didn't have those before, and all of a sudden they're there. My neck is sagging, and I didn't have that badly before, so I'm really scared.
Yeah, I hear you. Thankfully, I'm not hearing anything very dangerous from what you're saying. Sometimes, you know, what happens, Alicia, is we just get used to the way we look. And unless something dramatic happens, we just kind of look like if you haven't seen a friend for a very long time and you suddenly see them again and you go, oh, they look old, and then you go, wait a minute, I've aged too. But because you've been
your friend's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, your friend's probably saying the same thing. But if you haven't paid attention for a while and then now for whatever reason you suddenly pay attention and you go, boy, this wasn't here, you know, it happens to all of us. I've said that about, you know, my neck recently. I go, girls, what's happening in my neck?
Well, the thing is, before I can see my, you know, the bones, like, I don't know, you call it clavicle or whatever you call it.
Yes,
I can see that before, and I can feel it. It's protruding, actually, in around my shoulders. So that's, and I didn't have that at the beginning of the year, or it's been about two or three months that I'm just shrinking, and then I don't know.
Okay, so that concerns me a little bit. So that means you've lost a lot of weight. Have you lost weight?
Not really.
But, okay, when was the last time you saw a doctor for a full physical exam?
I think it was in March.
And was everything okay?
Yeah, I have a cholesterol a little high, but other than that, I have a medicine for high blood pressure, and my pressure, high blood pressure is under control. That's but I have a friend that I hadn't seen for a while, and the last time I saw her, she looks like she was bones. You know, her face was really, I don't can describe it, really bony.
Yeah.
That's how she looked.
Sure.
And I think I'm going that way.
Well, okay, so, you know, as I mentioned earlier, when you see somebody after a long time, it kind of jogs your own memory and you go, okay, well, what is happening? So first thing is, let's make sure we rule out anything sinister or like cancer or anything dangerous that's going on. That's the first thing that comes to mind. If you've lost weight and if you can see the clavicle bones, then you want to make sure nothing bad is going on. High blood pressure cannot cause that. High cholesterol cannot cause that.
Right.
In our clinic, we measure muscle mass all the time, so we do have an idea of what patients' muscle mass is doing. I will tell you that with aging, we all tend to lose muscle mass. The fat pads shrink and they move and we get wrinkles and fine lines that you're talking about. So the first thing is, because I've never met you before, I can't see you, is to kind of just go through everything and make sure nothing dramatic has happened in the last little while. Sometimes it can happen quickly and suddenly. Make sure you're up with your screenings, colon cancer, mammograms, everything. Go see the doctor and make sure that everything is okay. Once they give you the green light and go, nothing is wrong, then you can say, okay, I don't like the way I look. I don't like what's happening. What can I do? And one of the things you can do is help build muscle mass. Muscle is the currency of aging. If you have a good muscle mass, you will prevent falls. You will keep your bones strong. You will make bone-derived neurotropic factors that control inflammation. And so you will prevent a lot of chronic diseases. So
and
then
your, and your brain will work better, too.
Yes.
If you have...
absolutely.
That's really true. Dr. Mixon talks about that all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the first thing you want to do is make an appointment and see your doctor and go through a good physical exam and rule out anything bad like cancer going on. Okay? And then you can fix other issues.
Real quickly, I look online and there's something called sarcopenia, which it you may
sarcopenia. Sarcopenia, yes. Sarcopenia is real. Sarcopenia happens with age. Sarcopenia is loss of muscle mass. I see it a lot in my older women, particularly in my women. I have men that have it too. And my role is to help build that muscle mass back. And I do it with hormone replacement therapies. And I do it with them exercising and building muscle. So that's what I started the show with today, saying about a 65-year-old woman who had reversed loss of bone density. So this is what we do. We help build muscle. We help build bone. We helped you become stronger. What is it Dr. Mixon says, Mark? Faster, stronger, leaner, smarter, and sexier.
There you go.
Therefore, happier at any age.
Well,
okay,
my bone density is fine.
Okay,
bone
good.
Bone density is fine.
Good.
So, and I do exercise quite a bit, so I would like to see you, but transportation is a problem for me.
Ah, okay. You know, if you come in the first visit, then after that, we can do a lot of telemedicine. You still have to come in and do the blood tests, and we do the in-body. So for you, that will be very important. But we measure muscle mass at every single visit. it is very important to know what is happening to muscle. Normal tendency is that we will all lose muscle. Not only do we just lose muscle, the muscle itself becomes more fatty and less effective and functional. And so we have to change that. And we have to give mm-hmm. you another few decades of good, healthy, active life ahead of you. Okay? That's what we do.
Well, okay, I don't want to be 100, but that's, I think I'll try to see. I want to go to the free test that you do.
The free health analysis visit? Absolutely. Yes. Mark will tell you all about it.
Alicia, you can book that appointment right now at 866-86-YOUNG. You can call in to book that appointment, 866-86-YOUNG. And you can also book that appointment at lmclinic.com. There are clinics in Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood.
Okay, Kirkland will be the one. I won't take any more of your time. Those people don't want to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Alicia.
Thank you for calling. So nice to talk to you.
We got time for one more call here at the end of the show. We'll go next to Stanley in Issaquah. He has a question about knee treatments. And Stanley, what's your specific question?
About 10 to 12 years ago, I had a tibial, not a plateau fracture, but a tibial crush injury. I'm a big hiker and rock climber and things like that. And what happened is within the last 5 years, my knee, I don't think it's arthritis. It doesn't feel like a joint. It's more like the IT band. And I wondered if any kind of stem cell or any exercises or anything I could do to help alleviate that. I don't like taking medicines. I don't like inflammatory stuff unless I really need to. And I may take it twice a year. So I'm not one of those people. And I tried the CBD and I tried stuff like that. But I was wondering about, would stem cell work on something like that?
Yeah, Stanley, that's a great question. So it's IT band. And so it's on the lateral side of your knee, on the outside of your knee? Is that where you're getting issues there? Yeah, I mean, that's something that's readily treatable with even PRP, platelet-rich plasma. We've seen a lot of success in that. I'm not even sure stem cell. Now, I'd have to see the x-rays. And if you've had x-rays in the last 2 years of your knee?
No, I have not.
So it would be important to get at a minimum some x-rays just to see what we're, you know, because if you're having IT band issues, what's causing that? So you have to, I'd like to look at a set of x-rays and see what we're dealing with. I mean, you've had a crush injury. There's probably some, if not arthritis, there's probably some issues going on there that's contributing to that. But that's pretty easy to figure out.
Can you do x-rays in your office, or should I get them through my primary care?
It'd be better if you came and got them at our office, and we have an x-ray department. You can come, and the reason is they kind of know which x-rays to get. Well, sometimes we get outside x-rays that really aren't the best quality, or they didn't get the right ones. So I always encourage people to come in. We'll get the x-rays. We just send you upstairs, and then you come back down. We take a look at them. So it's pretty convenient.
Okay. Could I just call your office and get more information on appointment and things like that?
Absolutely.
Well, I happen
to
have that.
Do I need any kind of referral or something?
99% of the time, no referral is needed.
Stanley, that number for Daniel Nelson is 425-823-4000. And you can find out more at danielnelsonmd.com.
Okay,
Stanley.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, well, thank
Stanley.
You for that call. Lots of interesting calls today. Mm-hmm. And we heard about some reduction on some of the health analysis appointments coming up in November.
The promotion in November is going to be for a health analysis blood draw with a gallery blood test down from $1,250 to $1,100. Now, remember, the gallery test is picking up 50 different types of cancers. And at $1,250, the price of one cancer detection drops down to $25. At $1,100, it is now less than $25. But the biggest reason for November is because it is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and the gallery test is very good at detecting pancreatic cancer early. The prognosis is very poor with this diagnosis, but if you detect it early, you have a head time, a lead time, which can make all the difference in the world.
Okay, book that appointment, 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG. You can also schedule an appointment at lmclinic.com. There's clinics near you in Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. And again, for more information about Dr. Daniel Nelson, go to his website, danielnelsonmd.com. He's with Pro Ortho. And we will be back next week with more Leading Edge Medicine brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics.